I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. Once you accept that the new Broadway musical of Tina Fey's funny movie Mean Girls is an overly juiced version, something like a cartoon, you can sit back and get into it. This may not happen until the first half is reaching its end. That's when the dancing, choreographed by director Casey Nicola, and the score by Jeff Richmond and Neil Benjamin come alive. After that, the show's a winner, with Tina Fey's book that sticks pretty much to her movie dialogue. Mean Girls involves a 16-year-old raised in Kenya, but now suddenly in Chicago, where she's having a terrible time fitting into the high school cliques and feeling as if she belongs. That's the sweet Erica Henningsen, whose character Katie wants more from her new life. She gets it, joining three best buds called the Plastics, whose exclusivity is extreme and whose leader, played with industrial strength heat by Taylor Lautner, is one of those arrogant girls writers use to make a point about being bad. The point of Mean Girls is that nastiness and questionable choices don't make you happy. It's a good time with a setback by overactive graphics at the August Wilson. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.